Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. This is our radio version. And look, the show is going to play on Monday. So when people hear this, it'll be Monday. And we've got a great recruit with us today, a class of 223 linebacker. I'm going to call him a linebacker because he can play DN, buck linebacker, but he's a versatile guy. I saw him play last year, saw him play the year before at Morgan City High School, trying to give that school some love and promote this kid who's been offered by Dartmouth already, which not everybody gets an offer from Dartmouth and Buddy Tevens. But I want to go ahead and introduce our guest today, Hilton Hebert the fourth. Hilton, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, look, first of all, tell everybody that Morgan City, we're going to talk about some of your teammates, but regardless if y'all are 10-0 or, you know, 0-10 or 5-5, whatever y'all end up, y'all've got some talent at Morgan City. You know, people underestimate, talk about your team, because people underestimate Morgan City High School.
Yeah, they do. We do. We have a great team. It's just sometimes different pieces can fit in different places. And getting a player ready for the position that he's doing. Because sometimes game and practice is real different. It's a different speed. It's a different thing with a crowd and a band and all that in the background. So it's just preparing, right, basically.
Well, I watched you play the last 2 years. I know you're 6'2", 230 pounds, chiseled, can run. What I like is you can read and react. You're tough. Not everybody's tough that plays the game, but you're a tough kid. You're a 3.7 student, got a 19 ACT. I know you keep taking the tests, and you're going to keep getting better scores on that as well. But
yeah,
okay. Talk about the physical part of the game. Why are you so tough? And it just seems like you're a tackling machine out there for your team.
Well, actually, that's one attribute that I had the game, because I wasn't always like this. I used to like to play basketball.
Okay.
Because my 8th grade and 7th grade year, I had some coaches. We had Coach Boone and Coach Triggle, and he had me playing nose guard. So every play, it's just I was getting hit, and I ain't like that. I ain't like that at all. So when I got to high school, and I had a head coach, Coach Stroud, and we had to lift weights every day. So that's what made me bigger and stronger and tougher, because the weights used to kill me. I didn't like how it felt. But I like to play, so if you want to play football, you got to get bigger and stronger, and you're going to need that to play.
And now you look the part. from hard work in the weight room, so now I take it you like the weights now.
Yeah, I love the weights.
Well, it kind of grew on you, and you can tell, you know, you've got the frame to be a big-time linebacker. And I know you're listed as a DN, too. Because you could bulk up and be a DN 250, or you could stay at 230 and be a linebacker. What does Dartmouth tell you that offered you?
Dartmouth is kind of like I'm a hybrid right now, like an outside linebacker. So you can drop to the flat, cover the cover running backs on wheel routes.
Okay.
Drop in the covers maybe, and come down on third and long to rush the passer. So it's really like a hybrid, maybe middle, maybe a Mike linebacker too. That's but we will see when they come.
Look, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more of Hilton Hebert the fourth, linebacker, class of 223, Morgan City High School. We're giving them some love today. And Hilton, we're going to be right back.
Yes, sir.
Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast. And look, everybody go to YouTube and subscribe, because we do 3 shows a week. And we're excited to announce Monday's show is we've got Hilton Hebert with us from Morgan City, a great big-time sleeper linebacker from Morgan City, class of 223. Our show on Wednesday is going to be Ron Sancho, former LSU All-American linebacker from New Orleans, played at Archbishop Shaw. And Friday, we've got 2 Thibodeau kids coming. The quarterback and receiver from Thibodeau High School will be joining us on Friday. But today we're going to continue with Hilton Hebert. Hilton, talk about the coach recruiting you at Dartmouth. Tell everybody his name and what do you think of the coach recruiting you at Dartmouth?
Well, the coach recruiting me at Dartmouth, his name is Coach Wendy Laurent. And Coach, he played offensive line at Penn State. And from my wife's knowing him, he was a really good player. So, and he's a nice dude.
Okay.
He got on this thing. Told me it was really about Dartmouth and ACTs and test scores and was really going to get me the ticket there.
Have you visited there yet?
No, sir, but I plan to.
You going to try and go after the season's over?
Yeah, I'm going to try to visit a few more places, too, just so I can get that right place.
Well, tell everybody about your dad. Tell about his background playing sports. I heard he was pretty good back in the day.
Yeah, in high school, it was great. He was a good player, but then he graduated and went to college and walked on at Southern.
Okay.
He walked on at Southern University, but I don't know too much about it because that's a long time ago, Coach, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you were a little bitty kid back then.
Yeah.
You weren't even thought of yet. You weren't even around. Like, yeah.
No, sir.
So who you think, from talking to your dad, who you think's the more gifted athlete, you or your dad?
Obviously me. That's no competition.
Ooh, no competition. I know dad's nearby. But so tell us, we're gonna take a break, and when we come back, Hilton, I'm gonna ask you about your hobbies, what you do outside of football. I'm gonna ask you what you want to major in college, which is always important if you got a couple of majors you're thinking about, what you want to be when you get out of college. And then we'll ask you some more questions about your teammates. We'll talk about your teammates in the last segment. And give them some love, too, man. We got to mention your teammates. So we'll be right back with more of Hilton Hebert IV, the linebacker, class of 223, Morgan City High School. We'll be right back. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast. Our guest today is Hilton Hebert, a senior linebacker. And look, I told this to his dad when we talked on the phone a few weeks ago. I said, you know, I don't know you, but I watch your son play, and he is a heck of a linebacker. And Hilton, you are a big time player for your team, and you've been doing this for 4 years. And you were playing right away when you weren't even 200 pounds yet. Now you're 230, 6'2". You can play on the line. You can rush. Like you said, you can drop back. You can play the run. Not something everybody can do. And you can run. I mean, you're a legit 4'7 at 230, which is like a 4'5", you know, for a guy 210, which is very impressive. But tell everybody about Hilton's hobbies. What do you like, man, when you're not playing football or lifting weights? Do you have any hobbies?
Man, Chris, this is going to surprise a lot, but a bigger dude like me, I'm kind of a dancer. I like to get loose when I'm not, you know, in football mode. I like to watch movies and stuff and really just ride around, listen to my music blasting with my window down.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, the first thing I turn on my TV when work's over? Music.
Yes, sir.
But I grew up, I was born before you were a thought. I, like your dad, I grew up in the 80s, so I'm an 80s music guy.
Yeah.
So 70s and 80s, man. So tell everybody, what are you thinking of majoring in for college? Do you have a couple of majors you're thinking about?
Well, at first, it was kind of psychology because I was an athlete, and I just guessed about the body. But lately, I've been thinking business would be my best bet on getting something other than being an athlete. Because my family always tells me, like, I have a backup plan, but I really don't really listen to it too much because I'm real headstrong on what I want. But I listen. I follow advice sometimes. So, you know, business.
So,
yeah.
Well, business is not bad, man, because if you get a business degree, you could go work for somebody and end up owning your own business one day. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yes, sir.
Talk about I'm going to go ahead and talk about some of your teammates.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to throw out a lot of you guys that I saw play, and regardless if they're prospects, some of these guys will never play college ball, but they're good kids, and I know they're friends of yours. And then some of these guys that you play with, like Ian Carmichael, that guy's huge. He's
a big dude. Yeah.
What, 6'4", 300 and something pounds?
That's close. He might be big.
He might be bigger than that. Offensive line, been a start in it a long time. Quarterback Thomas Mancuso.
You can show me.
Londario Torres, linebacker. He's a tough kid.
Yeah, Leo. He's moving from strong safety to corner. And I really think he can go toe-to-toe with some of the best receivers in the state, if you ask me personally.
Wow, that's good. That's a big regards there. And then Logan Linston plays a little tight end, DN, I know, for the team.
Yeah. Logan, he's one of them, what can I say, one of those tall receivers that can just go grab it.
Yeah, the tall, athlete. One of those gliders.
Athlete.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to ask you about some more of your teammates, some key guys on your team. We'll be right back with more of Hilton Hebert IV from Morgan City High School, a star linebacker, class of 223. He's already been offered by Dartmouth. We'll be right back.
What does that bug man do?
Not only do we do pest control, we do odor control, bat removal, moisture control, rodents, and, of course, bed bug control. Give the bug man a call. We get them before they get you.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast. Lieber Keen here, your host. Got a great young man joining us. Glad to interview him. And I wanted to, get his name out there. We put him in the preview magazine in Morgan City, but we want to get his name out even more on our show, which we're doing today, which will air on Monday. And usually we have an LSU recap, but LSU doesn't have a game. So, Hilton, what do you think of first of all, what do you think of LSU beating Ole Miss and then beating Florida? You follow any of that for LSU?
Yes, sir. That's big for unranked LSU, because that's the home state. That's the home team. So for LSU to beat a ranked team, I mean, they got to be. They got to show them some respect, no?
Well, they got some
they
good.
They
got
to get in their business.
You know, Coach Kelly's really proved people wrong. Huh? People said he couldn't coach, but it looks like he's a good coach, huh?
Yeah, of course, he's a great coach. It's just he's on a new team. I mean, anybody that get put on a new team, a lot of new players and transfers, I mean, you got to get close with them, get that relationship between player and coach.
So I want to continue on with your teammates. Now, this guy, he's got some big-time wheels on him. He can fly. Jermonte McNeely. What do you think of Jermonte at receiver?
Yeah, Jermonte McNeely, he's a speed demon. He can run with a cheetah. He can run with the best of the best, I say.
Very underrated. Also, Josh Bergeron plays a little defense for y'all. James Richardson's a good player, good skill player. Mm-hmm. James. Yeah. Bryson Booty, a receiver. And this guy here is a good running back, Jaquan Gray.
Jaquan
Gray,
Something about Jaquan, because I played basketball too, and last basketball season, he messed up his shin at the end of the season. And I guess he rehabbed it all summer, and he got back before the first game. So
He's
a strong dude. And running the ball real well. Good. On top of that.
So let me throw this out. Who's your favorite college that you grew up watching as a kid growing up?
A lot of people might not like what I'm about to say. We live in Louisiana. But we'll have to go to Alabama.
Yeah, I would say it's not popular with, like, the dads, but, hey. But you know what? That's who you like. That's who you like. And then I got to ask you this now. You know who Alabama's playing next?
Yes, sir.
LSU.
Mm-hmm.
You think LSU's got a shot with them as good as LSU's playing? Alabama don't look the same. Like, they don't look like they're dominating anymore.
Yeah, they haven't looked like they have in the past in a few years. But I think that's going to be a good game. I think they're going to go toe-to-toe. And, yeah, that lead. In the fourth quarter, somebody going to fool. Somebody going to step up to bat.
I agree. You're astute. of the game, man. That's a good way to put it. Hilton, I hope they invite you to the game as a recruit. That'd be a good game for you to take in unofficially, huh?
Yeah, unofficial game recruits. They're nice. They show out for us. Being that UL, I've been to a few of UL's and Nicholas's and Northwestern's.
What do you think of Northwestern State and Nicholls in the Southland Conference? What do you think of them?
Actually, that's a very slept-on conference. Like, if you go to a game, you can see, they're the same types of players.
Right.
They do all the same stuff.
Right. That's right. Look, when we come back, we're going to take one more break. When we come back, I'm going to ask you about Southern University and ULL Cajuns, because ULL is not too far from you. In Morgan City, but Southern, and ask you about Southeastern. We'll be right back with more of Hilton Hebert IV, linebacker, class of 223, Morgan City High School. We'll be right back. Gros Savon Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savon Lodge has fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Give them a call at 337-598-2357. That number to call again is 337-598-2357, and have the time of your life. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. We got a great young man that's joined us, man. I love that you're talkative, Hilton Hebert. Great young man, very mature, seems to know what he wants, and I don't want to be running the ball toward him in a game. That's all I got to say, because he's tough. So Hilton, tell everybody about some of these other state schools. Your dad went to Southern. What do you think of Southern Jaguars?
I like Southern, mostly because you hear a lot about how much fun they have, and with a lot of with the exposure Deion Sanders has over at Jackson, is bringing a lot over to all of them schools. So I think, I really like Southern too.
I heard ESPN Game Day is doing Jackson State Southern. You saw that?
Mm-hmm, I did.
That's big, man.
That'd be good. Yeah, that's real big.
That's big. You need to go to that. You need to go to that game.
I need to go to that
game. All right, what do you think of ULL? The Raging Cajuns, not too far from you.
I like ULL. They just got a big win a few weeks ago. Coach Desomo, he's doing a great job stepping in from these last 2 seasons. And, the next standard, because these past few seasons they've been doing good. Like, after they beat Arizona, it really went up. I don't think he was in that standard up for him over there in Lafayette.
So the final question I have for you, Dartmouth has offered you, it doesn't get any better than that education wise. So what do they want you to do? Are they giving you time to decide, or you just want to see what else comes in, or how do you feel about that?
What I think I'm going to do is I'm going to wait till next year. The end of this school year, in the 2023, to really decide, and then I'll have that. Because I want to wait till I get, everybody has seen my progress and things I can do on my film after I put my end of the year film out.
Let the school end first, so you can concentrate on that after that. That's a good way to look at it, man. So, look. Any final thoughts? You want to give a shout-out to any family, any coaches that have helped you along the way?
Well, my whole family, my aunt. Well, I call her my nanny, but...
Okay.
My cousins. I have a nephew named Pyro. That's real dear to me. My grandma, my dad, my mom, of course. My little brother. And one coach that's real important to me, Coach Wood. I really elevated my game, Coach Woods. I got Coach Woods as a coach my junior year, beginning of my junior year. No, excuse me, my sophomore year.
Okay.
And that's what really elevated my game.
That's so big. Yeah. Coach is going to love you said that, man. It always means a lot to a man when you throw his name out saying that he was a part of you, helping you. And we appreciate you being on with us, Hilton, and this is going to go all over the state of Louisiana, and we're really happy. I told your dad, I told your dad about 8 weeks ago or 7 weeks ago. I said, man, we're going to get him on, and we don't want to talk about your opponent because the game's going to be over by the time the show airs, but I know that y'all are playing Lutcher, And I know that's a big game for the program on a Thursday night, I believe, huh?
Yes, sir, tomorrow night.
But the show's going to be on Monday, so we'll probably have to put the score in there or something. So, look, man, don't hang up. I'm going to end the show. Everybody go to our website, check out our show, LAFootballMagazine.com. Also go to YouTube, subscribe for free, and support us. We're growing every week with our subscriptions. It's free to go on there, YouTube, or go to where we get your podcasts. We have it on Podbean. And really enjoyed having Hilton Hebert on today from Morgan City High School. Great young man. You heard him today. Very mature. He's got options. He can go to Dartmouth, which is a great education, or we'll see what else happens in the next month in recruiting. We'll see everybody on Wednesday.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.